According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 93,000 people in the U.S. died last year due to drug overdoses, a nearly 30% increase from 2019. Franklin County experienced a nearly 46% increase in overdose deaths in 2020. Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center and Bon Secours Mercy Health formed the Health State Alliance in 2018 to improve community health in a number of areas, including opioid addiction and treatment. One contributing factor to the overdose increase, a lack of access to care, according to Bon Secours family medicine physician Dr. Robert Zukas.
While the pandemic has really pushed forward telehealth, not all of our patients have the ability to log on to telehealth. They either don't have a computer or a phone to be able to access that. The stress of isolation, mental health issues often run hand in hand with substance use disorders. And so oftentimes we see that that is really affecting the increase and the spike in deaths from overdose.
System Medical Director for Behavioral Health, Dr. Carson Felkel, says there's also a correlation between opioid use and human trafficking.
In multiple ways. It is a complicated scenario. Sometimes through forced fraud and coercion, these men and women who are ensnared into trafficking do have an addiction issue. And then on the other hand, sometimes because opioids, unfortunately, are so strong at numbing the physical, emotional, psychological pain, these survivors will turn to them to survive.
Felkel points to the recent statewide human trafficking sting, which resulted in the recovery of 51 potential victims and 10 missing children, as reason to continue focusing on the issue moving forward. Another emphasis for healthcare providers when it comes to opioid addiction involves the way they communicate. Wexner Medical Center psychiatrist Dr. Trent Hall describes it as putting the person first and the disease last.
One of the reasons why it's so powerful is that research has shown that when healthcare providers are exposed to person-first language, they are more likely to come up with an evidence-based treatment plan for that patient. They're more likely to engage them in appropriate care. However, the same provider, if they are instead hear the patient describe using non-person-first or stigmatizing language, they're much more likely to think of the patient's health condition as a moral failing or a personal problem. And it sort of shuts down our scientific thinking about that patient. It shuts down our humanism. It prevents us from thinking about all of the training that we have had to help this person.
Other topics at the symposium include alternatives in pain management to reduce opioid use and some of the latest research. It's open to clinicians across the country. A registration link can be found in the online version of this story at wcbe.org. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.